open side. Houghton, Houghton, Horn. Good hands. They're going to be near Hull FC. Into the corner. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Also easy for Hull FC. And I believe it's a former Bradford player, Jason Crooks, that touches the ball down in the corner. Simple hands, simple stuff. A big mistake by the Bradford Bulls on the far side of the turf. Touch the ball down. It's Hull FC 4, the Bradford Bulls 0. We've had 3 minutes gone on the clock, Ken.
Yeah, leading from a penalty for not playing the ball correctly by Bradford. The ball went swiftly across the field. And poor defence by Bradford. They were, the winger went at home when Jason Crooks went over in the corner, a former Bradford player. It's Hull 4, Bradford 0.
Crooks kicks it through.
Offside.
There's a Bull player there, but he's offside surely. He was tackled by a Bradford Bull player.
He's going to give the try,
he's going to give
believe.
The try. He was surely offside. The kick through from Crooks. He is. It's a try to Hull FC. Well, that's a poor decision from the referee, in my opinion. But that didn't alter the score. The kick over the top from Crooks. The chasing kicker was the chasing
Shannon player, McDonald,
Shannon McDonald. He picked up the ball. He touched it down. It's now Hull FC 10, the Bradford Bulls 0.
It was, once again, poor defence from Bradford down the left-hand side, and the kick through from Jason Crooks. And it looked as though McDonald was offside to me, but it was allowed the try that he scored. So it makes the score now Hull 10, Bradford 0. We're in now into the 24th minute.
On 3-on-2. They're going to go over Hull. Surely they're going to go over. Yes, they are. And Susan was right, because the defence on this left-hand side for the Bradford Bulls and the right-hand side, quite frankly, is poor. That's an easy try to Hull. They stacked three men on the blind side. It came from the penalty giveaway by Bradford Bulls. Heremeyer saw the blind side. He knew they were weak on that side. He ran at it. He ran at it. He passed it out to the winger. Hull touched the ball down. And the try to Hull FC. And it's Hull FC now 16, Bradford Bulls 0. Shannon McDonald into the line. He breaks away. Poor tackle from the ball. Good support play there from number 6, Daniel Holdsworth. A try out of nothing. Touching down to the left-hand side of the post. Good build-up play from Hull FC. Look on their side for a bouncy ball that bounced off Manica Fowler's legs. A try to Daniel Holdsworth. Hull FC 20, Bradford Bulls 0. And I think that's good night Vienna for the Bradford Bulls.
Yeah, that's good night for Bradford now. A breakdown. Very fortunate, just inside the Bradford after again the ball, but broke through on the left centre channel and Holdsworth burst onto the ball and went over the line to make it Hull FC 20, Bradford Bulls 0.
Out to Foster. Foster, Summer. Summer breaks away. He's on his only chance. Summer. No, Blythe's there. Blythe's support is Lulia. Great pass from Lulia. Turns back inside. He's tackled by three old defenders. Fabulous pass from Salmon. The best Bradford have played all this half. Salmon shining for the ball. They go open. They've got an overlap here. Can they go over the Bradford Bulls? Kearney. A flat pass. They will go over Australia. Yes, they do.
Blythe over.
A great try from the Bradford Bulls. Has the referee given it? Yes, he has. And the Bradford Bulls back in it. Matty Blythe in at the far corner. Went through four pairs of bands. Great pie from the Bradford Bulls. Onto the last tackle, kick the ball, but the breakaway, the dummy, the inside runner, ripping Bradford Bulls apart. I just said they were going to play a passive game. I did say they would score again. They've ripped Bradford Bulls apart. Lethargic, lackluster, lacking ideas. Bradford Bulls now getting a real tonking. Hull FC 26, Bradford Bulls 6, a try to Hull FC.
Yes, another breakdown, the inside right centre channel, and Jay Pitts has gone over to score for Hull, making the score Hull 26, Bradford Bulls 6.
Bradford Bulls now, they will go this time, surely!
Another hold up over the line.
Hold up over the line on his back again.
He's going to give
great
it.
Defence from Hull. Oh, he's given it!
Kearney.
He's changed his mind. He's changed his mind as Mr. Silverwood. It's good for the Bradford Bulls. It's great, but it's too late. It is great, but it's too late. It's the Bradford Bulls now. Score again. It's Hull FC 28, the Bradford Bulls 10. Great move there from Scruton. Out to Kearney. Kearney deserves that. He broke away from 10 minutes in Kearney. From a surgery run from Scruton down the middle of the park from 10 minutes out, Kearney got the ball, rolled over onto his back. I thought he was held up on his back. Mr. Silverwood was pointing that he was held up on his back, but he rolled it over to Kearney and got it down and gave him the benefit of the doubt. Changed his mind, Mr. Silverwood. Try it, the Bradford Bulls. Converted by Foster. Oh, 28 Hull FC, Bradford 12. Why, oh, why has he defended
so little too late?
Hull now attacking the Bradford line. They've got the overlap here. They move to the left hand side. They catch the ball. Does Briscoe, but it bounces forward into the hands of Matty Blythe. Well done, he's been good for the Bradford Bulls, Matty Blythe. They get the ball back. The hooter goes. It's all over. The fat lady's sung. It's Hull FC 28, the Bradford Bulls 12. That's just about right, really. And a good performance from Hull FC. A good all-round performance. Nothing sparkling. But Hull played a simple game.